And let's go next to an African nation that is not formally at war, but that is torn by violence and poverty. Nigeria is the most populous nation in Africa and also happens to be a major supplier of oil to the United States. Our correspondent traveled there to visit a sprawling slum just outside Lagos. That shanty town houses 5 million people. It's one neighborhood, in effect, in Lagos. 5 million people, and it has a notorious reputation. It is also a microcosm of Nigeria, juggling the country's diverse religions and ethnic and regional groups. And as Ofebio Quist-Arkton found out, it also offers some real gems.
It's another hot, steamy, sweaty Lagos day, and I'm running late to meet Dagatola, a Rastafarian poet and reggae musician. Destination Ajegunle, reputed to be the largest slum in Africa. Also called the jungle, Ajegunle greets us with a medley of odors, the smell of heaps of garbage, and gutters, long open sewage channels running between the tightly packed structures which pass as buildings. And a symphony of sounds, traditional juju music blaring out from a tinny loudspeaker precariously perched in one of the tiny little shops. While on the other side of the narrow, dusty dirt street, the voice of a muezzin floats out of a mosque. Also the sounds of generators, ubiquitous in Nigeria, where endemic corruption has eaten into the nation's infrastructure and resulted in frequent power outages.
Yep, this is Ajegunle. Houses are thrown together, small kiosks, shoebox rooms that people live in. I hear about 5 million people live here. They're the average Nigerians, not with too much money, some with not much hope, others with quite a bit of hope. And this is where Dagatola lives, and he's going to take us round.
My name is Ahijo Dagatola, born in this neighborhood. It's one of the most populous slums, not just on the African continent, but the entire part of the world. It is in this part of the country that you meet the poor of the poorest, and we try to survive day in and day out.
It would be hard to miss Dagatola in a crowd. Approaching 40, this poet, singer, and activist is lanky, with distinctive giant dreadlocks crowning his head, eyes eager and searching, and a big, welcoming gap-toothed smile. And he has the look of a survivor. We're crammed into the tiny shack with brightly painted blue walls he calls home. Dagatola feels fortunate to have a roof over his head, one that he readily shares with others.
If you had come here earlier in the morning, you'd meet with about 4 or 5 other persons who stay around, who, of course, don't have another alternative. In this compound, there is a family with about 16 of them in this size of a room. The husband, the wife, 2 eldest, younger sisters, and about 4 or 5 dependent kids. They've all gone out now, they hawk waters. If you come early in the morning, you meet all of them. They are cramped in a single room there. And I think the same thing applies to a lot of working class families who reside in this neighborhood.
Lying on Dagatola's floor is a bare mattress. Everywhere you look, the room is crammed with CDs and books, from classics to poetry to political essays on poverty and survival. On one side is a poster of Tupac Shakur. Dagatola says Ajegunle earned its nickname, the jungle, for good reason.
It's extremely difficult to survive in this neighborhood. And people survive day to day on nothing, on practically nothing. Ajegunle has become a metaphor for the entirety of the Nigerian nation. One big jungle city. And it portrays the picture of the most angriest sections of the working population.
The people of Ajegunle are angry over poverty, no electricity, no water, no prospects, no future, and for many, no hope. And remember, we're talking about Nigeria here, the giant of West Africa, the continent's top petroleum exporter, and a major crude oil supplier to the United States. But in Nigeria, corruption is rife, and the rich are very rich, and the poor, very poor. Dagatola writes poetry and sings about such inequalities.
Killing, you're killing our dreams in every way and every day. And every time we find a way, they come around against us because they don't want to pay
Dagatola says he tries to escape the tough reality of slum life in Nigeria by being creative.
My poetry and music, it's the highest expression of beauty.
Have you written a poem about Ajegunle? Have you written a poem about your passions, your frustrations?
The title poem of this collection, This Country Is Not a Poem, says this. This country, dare you to ask, have you seen dead bodies before? Answer with another ask, are there not dead bodies everywhere? Lagos is a poem, not a place. Ajegunle is a poem, not a place. There is no better metaphor for death other than this country.
Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News.
You can read an excerpt of Ajdagatola's poem, This Country Is Not a Poem, by going to npr.org.